We talk girls tennis here as the JV's gotten off to a quick start here. They've already had a couple meets in, and they'll be continuing their tournaments to run tomorrow at home as well. Varsity gets their season started tomorrow at Hayes High Invitational in the afternoon. We got a couple of the competitors. I believe they play with each other on a doubles team. Yeah. Yep. And they will get started with that. And we'll start off here with Taylor Kane. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
Good deal. Well, thanks again for joining us here on the Coach's Show here. And this is your second year out for tennis?
Yep.
All right. And how's that been so far?
It's been really good. It's fun seeing the freshmen grow, too, from last year. Like, we were freshmen and seeing them grow as well. It's really cool.
Has it been easier for you the second time around?
It's been a lot tougher. There's a lot more competition, I feel like, this year.
Yeah.
And last year, there's a lot, too. But I feel like this year, it's definitely pushing us.
All right, and you mentioned you played doubles last week at Dodge City, and it was a warm afternoon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But you survived it, and you had a good meet there last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you won it. Go through your meet there last week.
First, we played, I think it was Cimarron, and that went pretty fast. And then the next three games we had was just – we just went and played, and they didn't get many points on us. But then we watched Garden, and then we had to play them. And they were a tough competition.
I imagine so there, but you came through victorious there. And what's been different for you this year? What have you improved on?
I haven't played doubles before. Like, I played once last year, so playing doubles this year is a little bit different, but it's definitely fun when you have a good partner.
That seems to help.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't have to cover as much real estate.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but what's probably your favorite part about playing doubles?
Oh, just having like a little partner to like keep you motivated, and you get to keep them motivated, so you guys get to work together.
Okay, and what are some of the goals that you do have for this upcoming season here?
Just to get better and the whole team to improve, even the freshmen, because it looks like they're newbies, so like getting them moved up to sophomore year and get them advanced.
Yeah, what's probably your strength that you've had this year?
Oh, just playing up at the net, just keeping the ball in play to make a move.
All right, and you and Jaden playing with each other again tomorrow then?
Yep.
All right. Well, you got to stay undefeated, right? Can't break that, right? Yeah. It's Taylor Kane joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again for joining us here, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Taylor Kane joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we'll talk with Jaden Amron here, another doubles player for Scott City. And how are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. And this is your first time on the Coach's Show, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, welcome aboard. First meet of the year last week. It's always got to be a little nervous, but how were you able to kind of combat that and you and Taylor come away with the victory?
I think a partner helps, like, calm the nerves. And, yeah, we played pretty good together, so.
In your second year, did you play doubles last year, Annie?
Yes.
All right. And so you're familiar with that. What's helped out maybe this year so far compared to maybe last year?
I think communicating. We definitely got better at communicating.
Okay. And where on the court do you like to prefer to play?
The net.
The nets, that just quick returns, huh?
Yep.
You just don't want to take one real quick, though, do you? Oh, yeah, you want to avoid that. But how fun is this?
It's really fun.
All right. And, you know, for the year here, it's always a fun year. It goes quick here. Has it been easier, I guess, the second go around compared to the first year?
Yeah, because it's a lot smoother running.
All right. Where do you think that you've made the biggest growth upon from last year to this year?
Definitely communicating with my partner. And at the net, I've also improved.
And yeah, tomorrow we get to play at home. That's always kind of fun playing on the home courts, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck to you here as you make your way through this season as well. And thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Jaden Amron joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to talk with Coach Cheryl Kacharik here. And first and foremost, I got to say, you know, congratulations on your honor. I know it's been about a month ago already, but you were presented that at the Coach's Clinic, Coach of the Year. That's pretty awesome.
Well, thank you. It was very surprising and humbling.
Yeah, no, you guys have had a great run of success in tennis here over the last few years, and I know this year for the girls, it's really a whole new slate. You do return one player from that was consistent on varsity, but you also returned a few others that have played some varsity and some meets there. But how have things been at practice so far?
You know, things have gone great at practice. We've got Mallory, and she's stepped up and been a very positive leader to everyone that is trying and will be going tomorrow for varsity. And we had 5 open spots, and so we've got 5. They've all played a little, at least 1 or 2 varsity meets, you know, last year. But actually, to be called on the varsity, it's the first time. So tomorrow at Hayes will be a good experience for all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's you have the challenge matches to try to get into to varsity. And how close were those challenge matches?
There were some really close ones. You know, some of them went to tiebreakers. Mm-hmm. So there's girls in those 7, 8, 9th spot that are wanting, can't wait until next week so that they can challenge some of those for those places on varsity.
I mean, that the competition's got to help out quite a bit there at the on the practice courts there. And how have you seen this from really a pretty young squad? How have you seen the competition being at practice so far this year?
You know, it's been good. It's been fun watching them because they when we're doing drills and different things, they're friends, and then they get out there on the court, and they're not enemies, but they're definitely competitors. You know, when they're out there and they're playing hard against whoever they're playing.
Well, that's one thing you like to see because, you know, you want to be friends, but then it's game on when you take the court there. But you take the varsity to Hayes tomorrow to begin the season, and it's going to be kind of a rush this year, as it always is, it seems like, with tennis, especially in the fall there. But Hayes, a good opportunity to kind of get some of their feet wet there and get going for this season.
It is. It'll be Hayes will be there. Of course, we'll see Victoria, Osborne, and that's the only time we'll see those two schools, although we're still waiting to find out whether we're going to be 3A or 4A. We still don't know that yet because this is the year that it changed. Okay. It's based on last year's enrollment, and, you know, last year we were the largest 3A in in the 3-2-1A tournament. So if, you know, some schools lose on their enrollment, we may bump up to 4A, so it'll be interesting in the next week or so to find out where we land.
Yeah, and so they did say next week then, pretty much, or how close?
We're hoping.
Yeah, because that's pretty difficult because, I mean, I know you set your schedule really in a year in advance, but you also have a lot of factors there, where you're trying to go for postseason, where you think you're going to go, because you have to make proper accommodations for everything.
That's true.
But, yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty fun team to have here, and I know the kids definitely have to be working pretty hard to learn the skill here, and a lot of new faces there. That's got to be pretty exciting, too, at the same time.
It is exciting. And, and you know, we've got, just like Jaden and Taylor said, we've got some new kids that have never played tennis before, and it's fun watching them come out and learn and seeing how they're progressing. And they're already better in just 2 short weeks than they were when they started out on the court day one.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Cheryl Kocharik joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware Coaches Show here on Mix 94.5. JV at home tomorrow, varsity at Hayes, and let the fun begin here. Coach, thank you again for the time, and good luck to you guys coming up here.
All right. Thank you, Adam.